No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Tuesday, the 14th of April, 2020. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Hope your day's gotten off to at least a decent start. Question, do you have a sense that somehow we've turned the corner in this coronavirus crisis? Well, to be clear, as of this writing, the experts say we have not reached peak impact, but the consistent everyday escalation of new diagnoses and death counts has become conspicuously less consistent, both in Texas and across much of the nation. That, in conjunction with a new tug of war between President Trump and Democratic governors on the coasts over who gets to say when the country reopens, along with growing acclimation to the new routines many of us have been forced into and the financial distress many Texans are facing firsthand, has lots of folks in the Lone Star State understandably asking whether we can't just start working our way back to the old normal, starting about, oh, now might be good. Despite the reservations of health authorities, of course. One manifestation of a shift in attitudes is mounting pressure on Governor Greg Abbott to unveil a plan for what comes next. How and when will it be back to business as usual in Texas once again? It is something that the governor appears to be giving some serious thought to, even as he tries to tamp down expectations that he's preparing to lift his order for non-essential businesses to stay closed and for workers to stay home. Bob Garrett's been writing about all this for the Dallas Morning News, where he's the State Capitol Bureau Chief. Bob, welcome back.
Thanks, David. Great to be here.
What exactly did Governor Abbott say when it comes to plans to reopen the Texas economy? Slowly, I presume?
Slowly, strategically, safely. He had about four S words in a row. He basically says he's going to use, you know, medical advice and collaborate closely with the White House, and he is about to appoint a roundtable or task force of prominent Texans who will, I suppose, lend cover or credibility to what he's going to propose. It's hard not to believe that he's kind of just buying some time, because I seriously doubt he knows what he wants to do, much less what he can sell politically, public health-wise, to a restless public in Texas. So I don't know.
Stay tuned indeed. He seems to be trying to at least address concerns in the small business community with this announcement of a $50 million small business loan relief program. What does that entail?
Well, it's part of Goldman Sachs, the investment bank in New York's 10,000 small businesses program they've had for a number of years. And they're rolling out $50 million in Texas as part of, I think, a $550 million nationwide commitment to small business loans. And they're going to just be processed the way these other ones you've been hearing about that came from the federal legislation through the Small Business Administration. But, you know, they're supposed to encourage people to keep small businesses to keep people on payroll, and they're going to be forgivable loans. $50 million, you know, David, this is a big state, and that's not going to go very far, but it's something, and Abbott certainly jumped on it as a glimmer of good news.
Is this an effort to sort of try to deal with that pressure to open up the economy, to back off some of his orders, stay-at-home orders and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think he's in a tight spot. You know, the dominant party in Texas, Republican, is a pro-business party, but it also has a libertarian party and has an activist base that includes, some would argue, an anti-science wing of the party. And the libertarian and the anti-science wing are very restive right now and critical of Greg Abbott and of local mayors and county judges, many of whom are Democrats in urban areas, who they think are sort of loving this power grab to tell people how to live their lives. And so there's a lot of concern that among certain staunchly conservative Republicans that Abbott's not moving fast enough to reopen the economy. But, you know, I think there's a much larger public out there that Abbott is very aware of, that is very wary of kind of going too fast, and feel the president is maybe going too fast.
Yeah, of course, the coronavirus cases continue to rise in numbers in the state, and so do unemployment claims. President Trump said he was going to be the one who determines how states will reopen. National media made a big thing out of this yesterday. Do you think any of this back and forth between the governors and President Trump could interfere with Governor Abbott's own plans?
Well, as you know, Abbott has really stroked Trump, and Trump has, in response to questions from my colleague Todd Gilman in Washington at the White House, has praised Greg Abbott to the skies as a terrific governor. It's been sort of a model of how a Republican red state governor stays on the good side of the White House. You know, once push comes to shove, and if Trump is pushing for something that Abbott really feels could be unsafe or could be in the long term injurious to both his political well-being and that of his party, then you might see a divide. But so far, Abbott's been able to paper it over.
Bob Garrett is the Austin bureau chief for the Dallas Morning News. We'll link to his latest at texasstandard.org. Bob, thanks again.
My pleasure, David.